From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
On today's program, several school children benefit from nutritious meals. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love. May is being observed as Child Month, and the Scotia Foundation has taken 1 week and dubbed it Nutrition for Learning Week. From May 9 to 13, the team focused on schools that are part of its Nutrition for Learning program. Throughout the week, several Scotia executives traveled to 9 schools across the island, serving food to the children, spending time with them, and sharing about the importance of eating a healthy meal.
It's a part of our school feeding program, Nutrition for Learning, that we branded. It's a program that we have had in place since 2003, and we have basically participated with 9 schools where we provide funding to allow the children to have a nutritious breakfast at the start of the day.
President and Chief Executive Officer for Scotiabank Jamaica and Regional Head for Scotiabank Caribbean North and Central, Jacqueline Sharp. 400 students from Holy Family Primary and Infant were fed. At St. Michael's Primary, about 60 students enjoyed a wholesome breakfast of fried dumplings and sausage with hot cocoa.
They're very dear to our hearts because St. Michael has been on a path of recovery, rebranding, and they've been doing very well. The population stands now at about 180 students, and that is coming up from under 100 over 2 years ago. So they have been really working at it and doing well.
Executive Director of Scotia Foundation, Joylene Griffiths-Irving. The foundation has a long-standing relationship with the students and staff of St. Michael's Primary, as it also assisted with the school's preparations for the JCDC Festival and has donated a resource area for the performing arts. The teachers were treated to a special time on Teachers' Day, and later this year, the Scotia team will be creating a green area for the children to enjoy. Principal of Holy Family Primary and Infant School, Christopher Wright, is praising Scotiabank and Scotia Foundation for providing much-needed assistance.
The school is in a deep inner city community, and therefore the problems are known to everyone, where parents face a harsh economic time, and therefore children come to school without breakfast, without lunch, sometimes without lunch money. You know, nutrition has a direct correlation with learning. Therefore, I think this initiative by Scotia Foundation is really one that is important to us here at Holy Family. In another world, it wouldn't be able to afford this on a consistent basis. And so this contribution that they have made has really helped us to help our children to gain academic success.
Mr. Wright says the team from Scotia Foundation is consistently involved in the school feeding program, offering funds, supplies, and extra hands to nourish the students. And one of the Scotia volunteers was Rosemarie Vordeaux, Customer Experience Director. She is a past student of the institution.
It's a lot of memories. I am filled with just a sense of potential for these children as I see them. And just the warmth. I mean, they're so wonderful, like, you know, just looking into their eyes.
For years, the Scotia Foundation has been assisting a number of institutions to supplement their school feeding program by providing them with funds for meal preparation. The program, operated in 9 schools in Portland, St. Anne, Kingston, and St. Andrew, provides funding for breakfast in 8 of the schools and lunch in 1. Other participating schools include Whitfield Town All Age, Denham Town and Almond Town Primary in Kingston, Bamba Primary in St. Anne, Elim Early Childhood Development Center in St. Elizabeth, and in Portland, Draper's All Age and Norwich Primary. Last year, the foundation trained 38 canteen cooks from 11 institutions, including 3 children's homes, in partnership with Jackie Tyson, in creative ways to prepare inexpensive dishes for children. Scotiabank and Scotia Foundation have stated their continued dedication to the schools in its program. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
Children need your love and protection.
Protecting children is everybody's business. Let us see every child as our child. A timely reminder from the JIS for Child Month.
Love us. Don't abuse us. This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.